Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Deborah Levitt is a business mentor who helps small business owners to create and launch their podcasts. Having a podcast helps people to get to know, like, and trust you in much the same way that networking does. Today's episode is kindly sponsored by Sheena Wyatt from Kapow, training goddess and personal branding caped crusader. Listen out for more information about her Ignite library later in the show. Thank you very much for being my guest on the podcast today, Deborah.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Liz. I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, you're a business mentor and a podcast launcher, but let's have a chat about your background first, Deborah, and tell me about some of your past roles. I know you've worked for some blue chip companies in the past.
Yeah. So most of my career I spent working in, as you said, blue chip companies and doing project management, which I kind of fell into. It just kind of developed through other roles that I started off with. And I would work with people on IT generally, so IT projects and looking at, you know, what the company needed, what they were trying to do to transform. And I was really lucky because I got to travel a reasonable amount to different sites and learn about loads of different things. At one point, I could actually tell you what gene synthesis was. I don't think I can anymore, but I remember that I used to know.
So if you're working in IT, is your background quite a, do you have quite a technical background?
I didn't typically consider myself technical. But most people, especially if they were on the business side, they would consider me technical. Mm. And the real techies, you know, didn't think I was technical. But I understood enough that I can understand what they're explaining to me. And the logic of IT typically makes sense to me. So it works with my brain quite well. Mm. So I always think that I'm reasonably technical, but not a real in-depth techie.
Yeah. And so how did you get from there into business mentoring?
Ooh, I was working on a contract up in London and it wasn't really working for me. The commute up to London is horrendous. It adds such a massive amount to your day. Mm. I was working from home, which was part of what had been agreed as my contract. But the manager that I was working with at that point really didn't like that. Mm. Even though it was an agreed part of my contract. And so it was just becoming all, you know, a bit much. And so I decided to stop. And as is fairly typical for me, I suppose, I did just stop. I don't tend to look and go, okay, well, what am I going to do next? Mm-hmm. I need to find another contract. And so I stopped and I did some playing around for a little while with, you know, what I call finger painting, but digital art and playing around on my iPad and looking at how that could be made into textiles. And then at some point I realized that perhaps I needed to earn some money. It's a real shock to the system, isn't it? It's like, damn. And then what I started doing was looking at what could I do to earn money. You know, I knew I didn't want to go back into corporate and ideally not back into a contract. And so I went through a period of trying to figure out what my business was. Mm-hmm. And it went through various different I'm going to say moods, where, you know, I was trying to do one thing, but because I hadn't really clearly thought it out, and I think this is something which does happen when people leave corporate, they think, oh, I'm just going to do, you know, I can do project management for small businesses, or I'm going to just focus on graphic design, or, you know, whatever it's going to be. And they don't think about how it's really going to work, and they don't, and I definitely was in this case, this situation, mm-hmm. where I wasn't thinking, well, how am I going to get the business and how does it benefit them? So I just kept kind of throwing things out there before I realized that, okay, you've got to settle down and focus. So I started focusing on podcasting, mm-hmm. and also supporting people with their automation and, you know, setting up their technology, because all of the the business technology that most of us use, I am fine with that, and I do understand that, you know, technically. So really started working on that side. And then about, it's probably late, not last year, the year before, I realized that one of the things I'd been doing for my clients without really acknowledging what it was mentoring. And that I was acting as a sounding board for them, and I was, you know, providing that feedback or guidance or accountability. And I realized that I really enjoy that. I like talking to people. I like learning about what they do. I like learning about their problems and how they might be able to approach it, hearing what they have to say. So at that point, I signed up with Help to Grow as a volunteer business mentor and did some training with them as well, which really helped me to consolidate that I like this and I like to think that I'm good at it and that I wanted to focus on it, which is what then led me to going, okay, I'm going to focus on the mentoring side, but I'm going to do that specifically in the area of podcasting.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. So who is it that you help? Who are your clients?
So my clients on the podcasting side are three different types. So, and they can all actually, they could take all the services at different points in time, or they could just take one of them. But if you wanted to start a podcast and you were finding it difficult to do, and we are brilliant at putting up our own obstacles. Mm-hmm. So some of those obstacles might be legitimate, but some of them are in our head. So a lot of us, you know, we don't like the way we sound. And that is because we do actually sound different in our head than we do to other people.
We do, yes.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I don't like that. It's like, you know what? That's the way you sound. That's what everybody always hears.
Yeah.
But so whatever those obstacles are, and really working with people to identify why they want a podcast and what it is that they want to get out of it, and why their listener is listening. Because as you know from doing your podcast, it takes a lot of time and energy. And if you're not clear on why you're doing it and what you're getting out of it, when that energy starts to wane, it can be really difficult to keep going.
Yeah.
But if you know why you're going and you can go, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm doing it because of X, that can help you to rediscover that energy. And then your listeners as well, they really then know, why am I listening to this? Ah, yeah, it's because I want to know about, I'm holding up my hands, which is really unhelpful on a podcast. but, you know, I want to know about this. So it just, by having those conversations and really thinking about it in advance, and working with somebody to overcome the obstacles and to give you some accountability, it, I think, can lead you to a much better start to launching your podcast.
Who do you find is coming to you? Are they sort of particular types of business?
They are generally smaller businesses and people who want to get themselves known. You know, they want to build that authority and that credibility out there. And a lot of people at the moment are coming to me for my other product, which is the Podcast Connector, which is about connecting guests to podcasts and trying to do it in a way that removes the spammy emails that I know I get.
Yeah.
and they're the similar type of smaller businesses, people who are wanting to be heard, basically.
So when did you start your own podcast, and why did you start it?
I started mine back, I think it was 2018, and it was a fairly random decision. I'd always had this thing. So people have, you know, frequently told me, you know, that they like my voice and they enjoy listening to me. And I've always had this kind of, I guess, yearning to do something with my voice. And I thought about, you know, did I try and become a voiceover artist and, you know, just other things. But I never progressed them. And I was on a local radio station. And when I was leaving it from that interview, I suddenly thought, I could just do a podcast. And so I did. And I basically went and I did a whole bunch of research and, you know, figured out how to do it and what needed to happen. And I wrote to people and said, would you like to be on my podcast? And then when they said yes, discovered that now I actually had to do all the booking and all the rest that goes with it. So I just started, and I started off by only doing interviews. So I would speak to businesses. And what I really wanted to know about is, when was life difficult? Because we see on social media, we see, for the most part, we see perfection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then when you're not at perfection, you feel really rubbish, and you feel like you're the only one. Why can everybody else make a success of it? Why am I the only one who can't? So I wanted business owners, successful businesses, or even, you know, they did small businesses. It didn't really matter what size, to talk about those painful times. And, you know, so that one person I spoke to had a really successful business, lost absolutely everything, and then managed to rebuild it. And for me, that's a really interesting story. Mm. And I think it's really inspiring, not just where she went to, but where she ended up again. And so I liked having those, and still like having those conversations.
Yeah. So what's the name of your podcast, and where can it be found?
So it's Bridging Gaps, the business podcast. And I'll be honest with you, I have actually stopped that podcast because I got to the point where my energy and enthusiasm had waned. So I said, okay, I'm not enjoying these interviews anymore. It can be found. Actually, I've just realized I don't have the link in front of me. I think it's modusevolvere.com/podcast.
You can let me know and I can put it in the show notes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
So let's come back to what you're doing now and the services that you're offering. I know one of the things you're doing is offering an online course, isn't it? Tell me something about that.
It's not an online course so much as it's actually two things. So there's a group course, which is for launching your podcast. And that will be launching in April for the first main cohort of that, because I haven't run any of those for a while. And that is, well, as you would expect, is taking a few people through all of the different things that they need to consider to get their podcast started. And then the other one that is taking place now is the Podcast Connector. And that is all about working with people to identify what would make them a good guest on a podcast, what types of podcasts they would like to go on and would be beneficial for them. Because podcasting is all about building know, like, and trust, as well as giving, you know, information and value and all of that. But you want people to know, like, and trust you. And for that, you don't necessarily have to speak about your business. Because people hearing you on other topics that are close to your heart, that helps them to know, like, and trust you.
Yes.
So really working with people on that, and then working with them on what it takes to, you know, how to be a good guest. You know, what are the things that you can do to make life easier for the podcast host and to make it beneficial for both of you? Because it should be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the podcasters who are on my list, and I'm actively adding podcasts to that to see what introductions can I make, who, you know, would be a great guest for a particular podcast. And it's not an automated introduction. It is, you know, me looking at what I've, you know, who I've spoken to, what the podcasts are about, and going, yeah, I think you guys would be a good fit.
Yeah. And the people that come to you that are wanting to make a podcast, what are the kinds of reasons they give for wanting to have a podcast in the first place?
Well, that's an interesting one, Liz, because some of them don't really want a podcast. You know, they've been told you should have a podcast, you'd be great at it, you must have a podcast, and they don't really want it. And for me, that in that case, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because as we mentioned earlier, it does take a lot of time and energy. And if you're not into it, why? Just go on, be a guest occasionally. Let somebody else do all the work. For the others, it is about that visibility and that credibility and wanting to be heard. For some of them, what they want is also to test out a different area. So they might already have been a guest or, you know, a podcaster on topics related to their business, but they're wanting to explore and go, actually, could I talk about this topic? And, you know, just need that discussion and sounding board to work out, is that a good topic to be going on? So largely business related and people wanting to promote that and themselves and their knowledge and speaking to other people, you know, to provide more benefit to their listeners. Yeah. But occasionally some who are doing more personal things.
Yeah. Ready to ignite your business? Join Ignite, the ultimate online library from Sheena Wyatt at Kapow, stacked with resources across money, marketing, mindset, and motivation. This is the first level of Sheena's Supercharge Your Business Club and gives you access to continual professional and personal development without the corporate price tag. Whether you're a seasoned business owner or just starting out, Ignite offers practical insights and actionable strategies to help you thrive and grow. With new titles added regularly, there's always something fresh to explore and learn. Information, growth, new skills, inspiration, transformation, education. That's the power of Ignite. Join today and lock in lifetime pricing from just $5.99 a month. Visit heroes.kapowme.com/supercharge club to get your library card now. Sheena has been my business coach for a while now, and I can highly recommend checking out her content. Now, you mentioned a little while ago that having your own podcast helps people to know, like, and trust you, which is also the point of networking too. So let's chat about networking. Is it something that you've always done for your business?
So when I was a contractor, and technically I was, because I was a contractor, I was my own business, I didn't do any networking. Mm-hmm. When I then left that last contract and came out of it and had that epiphany that I should try and earn some money, I kind of sat down and I built my website and all of this. And then I sat and I likened it to sitting in a darkened room with the curtains drawn and the door locked. And wondering why nobody came. Mm. And at that point, I realized that I needed to start networking. So it was only at that stage that I started trying to figure out, well, where could I go and what networking should I do?
Yeah. And so where do you go?
Well, now I do online networking, and I belong to a group called Only, which I really enjoy. So one, I like the fact that it's online, and also, everybody that I've met through it so far has been really nice and really helpful. And even people that, you know, I might have just met for the first time and we've had a one-to-one, they're really supportive and really helpful to try and, you know, I've been trying to develop my products and figure out what I'm doing as I try and put these new things out there. And they've just been really supportive of that, even though they don't really know me and there's no vested interest in mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. And so why would you recommend networking to other small business owners?
I'd recommend it because it gets you out there, for one. You learn about other people and other businesses that can be useful to you, even just to know them. It gives you feedback and support around what you're trying. So, you know, one of the things I realized, I had various things went on last year, and I'm essentially rebuilding my business with trying to be clearly focused mm-hmm. and starting almost from scratch, I suppose. And the messages, you know, when I was saying what I did, the response that people give to you, either in their action or inaction or when you're talking to them, really helps you to develop what it is that you want to do. And it also makes for a great support network, because being in your own business can be can be lonely.
Yes.
And the people around you don't necessarily understand. So if they're people who are employed, they don't necessarily understand what you're going through, mm-hmm. or why you don't want to, you know, because you still get, you know, well, you could always get a job. And say, no, no, you're missing the point. That's not where I want to go. I know I could. So having like-minded people around you just makes a huge difference in the support and going through, you know, the good times and the tough times.
Yeah. So how long have you been a member of the OhmLead network?
I should know the answer to that. But I think it's about 3 or 4 years. Mm. But what I would say is that I haven't been a good member until probably the last year. So I was one of those people who, you know, when I could make it, I turned up. If something else came up, I just didn't go to my home group and didn't necessarily follow up with one-to-ones. And, you know, if somebody contacted me, great, I was happy to do one. But, you know, didn't really make the effort to build those relationships. Mm-hmm. And last year I thought, okay, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, you turn up, somebody sees you, there's no reason for them to remember you.
Yeah.
So I made a concerted effort so that I'm now going regularly to my my home group. I also made a concerted effort to, so with OhmLead, and every networking group is different, but they run different events, mm-hmm. and they do one which is run once a month, and it's called OhmLead Everyone. So I agreed to host a table on there around podcasting. And that meant that I had a focus and that I make sure that I go to that every month as well. And then I've been following up and doing a lot more one-to-ones, getting to know people, supporting them. And it's really, it's made a huge difference. Mm. I had a message yesterday that said, oh, Deborah, I was at, you know, this meeting the other day and at least 4 people mentioned you. And I thought, oh, wow.
Shows that it's working. So what tips would you give to people for how to be a good networker?
Remember that it's not about getting business, mm-hmm. which might sound counterintuitive, but if you go in and you immediately say, you know, I'm Deborah and I'm here to help you launch your podcast. Here's my business card. And anyway, got to go talk to the next person because I got more cards to give away. It just doesn't work, does it?
No, I've seen people do that.
Well, exactly. And it's a particular style of networking. And I think things have generally moved on a lot. Yeah. So be interested in other people. Be, you know, interested in what they do and what they're looking for, irrespective of whether you need their services, because you never know who you might know that you could introduce to them.
Yeah.
You know, for example, I've just said to you about introducing you to somebody just before we started this. And that interest and a genuine interest, I think the more that we can be genuinely curious about things, the more, I don't know, the more we learn and the more open we become to new experiences, mm-hmm. and new ideas and collaborations. So, yeah, really listening to other people and also watching their reactions when you tell them what you do so that you can be going, oh, hang on a second, that didn't land, did it? So I need to work on that. So taking the learnings from what you see from people and asking them for advice and feedback. And definitely, I don't have one tip, do I? I've got a dozen.
That's fine. As many as you like.
And definitely doing the one-to-ones afterwards, yeah. And, you know, having those calls. And just keep them to a manageable length for you because, you know, everybody's busy, so they don't have to be several hours. But just, you know, put some time aside, have a calendar booking you can easily give people and, you know, talk.
Yeah, follow up. I think that's exactly the key, isn't it? Well, thank you for being my guest today, Deborah. I've got one last question for you, which is, if people want to connect with you and find out more about your services, what's the best place for them to do that?
So the best place to do it would be on LinkedIn, and just look up Deborah Levitt. I don't have any O's or H's or anything exciting in my name. It's just D-E-B-R-A. And if you connect on there and then send me a message, and I think we can put some other links to my website.
Yes.
And if anybody's interested in signing up for the podcast connector, we can put a link into that as well.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and the best of luck with your podcast and the ones that you're helping to launch.
Thank you so much. Yes, because I'm about to launch a new one as well.
Ooh.
Very exciting.
Go on, tell us what it is before you go.
I'm going to be a little bit secretive, but basically it's on the subject of curiosity again. So what I've really realized as I'm speaking to my new members for the podcast connector is that I absolutely love hearing their stories and learning what it is they do. So it's going to be themed episodes talking about, for example, the first one's going to be on sustainability and having people telling me about what they do and what they're experts in, and me learning, basically. And so I'm randomly, as I see posts, I wrote to somebody the other day who I haven't spoken to in years, and basically said, "Boy, I just saw your post and I really have no clue what it's about. but it sounds really interesting. Do you want to be on my new podcast?" So it's going to be all anything that just sounds interesting, probably with a business focus, but not necessarily if it just sounds interesting and I want to learn more about it.
That sounds really exciting. Well, the best of luck with it, Deborah, and I'll look out for that when you launch it.
Thank you so much, Liz.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review, and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.